Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Bauman. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hoyt Wilhelm. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hoyt Wilhelm. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis scores. Sievers moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Brandt scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese strikes out. Triandos drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Freese out. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Orioles won. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Orioles won. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Landis moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sievers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Orioles won. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Breeding reaches second base with a double. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Orioles won. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 1 in the game. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Orioles won. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Nicholson chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Hansen. Hansen fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hansen. Aparicio moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a fly ball towards center. Busby catches it and throws to home to double up Aparicio. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Breeding hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilhelm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Breeding moves to third. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis strikes out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson bunts towards third. Fries fields it and throws to first for the out. Busby moves to second. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Busby moves to third. Triandos moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby scores. Triandos scores. Hansen moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brandt. Smith reaches second base with a double. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 2 in the game. Freese hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Orioles, 3. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Triandos and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Fisher now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Landis throws the ball into Fries, who tags Robinson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Walt Dropo. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Gentile now playing first base. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries is 0-for-3 in the game. Fries hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Ron Hansen. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Walker pinch runs for Clint Courtney. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Dave Nicholson. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling strikes out. One out. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Marv Breeding. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker scores. Pilarczyk moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Dick Donovan now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Brandt reaches third base with a triple. Pilarczyk scores. It's White Sox, 5, Orioles, 5. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Woodling now playing left field. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Jackie Brandt now playing third base. Brooks Robinson now playing second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 4 in the game. Landis strikes out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sievers moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Triandos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Freese bunts towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Dick Donovan. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith who is chasing the ball. Woodling reaches third base with a triple. Klaus goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.